You're listening to Reality Sandwich Radio, where every Thursday at noon we serve up a palatable taste of the truth on topics of the mind, body, spirit, and our planet, community, and economy. To learn more about the Healthful Living model, go to healthfulliving.org. Reality Sandwich is hosted by Julie Matthews, Certified Nutrition Consultant, and Martin Matthews, Certified Medical Hypnotherapist. Past episodes of Reality Sandwich are available for free download at realitysandwichradio.com. Thanks for listening.
And I have a wonderful guest on. Her name is Maria West, and she is well known for her gentle compassion, clarity, and grounded presence. And she pioneers the absolute balanced mastery, the alignment and dissolving of mind, heart, and body with divine through emotional energetic release work that effectively and quickly dissolves the interference of past and the future with the now. And she has a no-nonsense spiritual teacher and leader in the field of emotional energetic healing. And from personal experience, she's quite amazing. I know that from working with her myself. She has a certificate in bioenergy balancing. She's a medical intuitive. She is a facilitator of energy medicine healing and pranic healing. She is a Reiki master, and the list goes on and on and on. And she's been in private practice for over 15 years and has clients and students and practitioners all over the planet. And today we are going to be talking about divine lovemaking. Hi, Maria.
Yes. Hi, Julie.
It's great to have you on.
Nice to be here. Thank you.
And boy, this is quite a big topic. I think it's an important topic, and I think it's really important to get out there in today's world and share a new perspective.
Yes.
So maybe we should just start with some of the basics here. I know that in this process you talk about sort of use a term kind of dissolving the world. So why don't we kind of start at the beginning and sort of what is the planet and the world? And
Okay. First and foremost, the world is not the planet. The planet is not the world. The planet is a manifestation of the divine. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You and I are manifestations of that divine expressing as woman. And we also have man. Okay, so each and every one of us is an expression of the divine, either expressing as a man or a woman. And within each man and woman is a percentage, if you will, of the divine feminine and the divine masculine energies. Okay, And so that having been said, when we are vertically aligned, we are what I call present to life as it is.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so the planet, Gaia, is also a manifestation of the divine. And so we've got the planet, our bodies, you, me, every human here, which is what I call us the divine in the flesh, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's the divine. So this vertical alignment is life as it is with the divine. Okay, the world is all the horizontal energy. It's all the things that are outside of us. The thoughts, the places, the things to do, the things to buy, the shopping malls, all of that stuff, all of the past and all of the future projections of what we want. And this is all selfish stuff. It's all ego-based. It's all on really not being aligned with what is and wanting more, wanting things to be different, wanting things to be better, faster, prettier, thinner, whatever, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And we get caught up in this. And before we know it, we've got this huge rift where we're not present.
Mm-hmm.
We're out there.
Right.
We're still having conversations with our mother, 5 years ago, you know, and it still comes up again and again. That's all we talk about.
Right.
And before you know it, nobody is present.
Mm. Yes, Grandma, who has been talking for the last 35 years about my husband and the fact that he wouldn't eat a hot dog on his fifth birthday.
Oh, boy. Okay.
Rehashing the past over and over, right?
There we go.
And
so it's all about past.
That makes sense because, I mean, if I think of most spiritual traditions and meditation and sort of healing arts, it's really about being able to be present in the moment.
Absolutely. And allowing it.
Mm-hmm.
Allowing it. Even if it's terrible.
Mm-hmm.
Even if it is stressful, allow that stress to be as it is.
Mm-hmm.
And within a few moments, it dissolves to something else. The form always changes.
Mm-hmm. So the picture of our world today, I suppose, isn't the most beautiful or divine that we would hopefully desire to create for ourselves.
No, it is not. I really see it just based on my experience and what I hear in my private practice and in speaking all over the world about what's going on with all the war and the violence and the disconnection from love, is that this world is really a scathing testament to what I call male masculine projective energy that feels entitled and feels entitled to destroy, to ravage, to be violent, to be angry, to be frustrated. Mm-hmm. And it all has its validity, but it's out of control.
Right. That makes a lot of sense. So what is then divine lovemaking?
Divine lovemaking has its purpose in dissolving the world. And what I'm seeing throughout the world is that we are sex-obsessed, which means that there is a big difference between what sex is and what divine lovemaking is. Mm-hmm. Okay, sex is really selfish. It's unconscious. It's a means to an end to take sort of the edge off. It's about, quote, unquote, pardon my French, getting off and nothing else. Mm-hmm. Okay, divine lovemaking is about dissolving the world. It's about being together, being present, being absolutely in the now with whomever you're with. Okay, and we as women, fortunately, because of our intense pain bodies, we come into consciousness and presence and self-realization much quicker than men. Mm. And that's not a put-down or anything. That's just the way it is. And so we as women, I see us as women as being the gatekeepers to really setting a new standard, if you will, of relationship. Okay, and really what this means is to be very, very present within yourself, within your femininity, and understand that it really is on us to make the change. Okay, we can blame men, we can blame ourselves, we can blame the state of the world on whomever, but it really boils down to you, to us as women, to be the gatekeepers and to say when lovemaking is okay. In other words, if you are in a relationship or you are drawing in partners that are unconscious, in no way do you allow them in your body, in your energy field. Okay? Because if you do, you're going unconscious.
Right.
All right? You're going unconscious, knowing that this person doesn't have sufficient love in their bodies to be able to sustain consciousness, sustain presence, you know.
Right. And then I would assume, of course, their vibration would be lower, and that if, when we talk about that, understanding that being in the presence of that lower vibration, of course, is going to not be beneficial for us and bring us to that lower consciousness.
We as humans, we embody the collective consciousness of human experience throughout time, throughout history. And we as women, we have the collective consciousness of what it is to be a woman in a body. Okay, we know the history of it, the subjugation, the violence, the rape, the torture, the slavery. We've all got that inside us. Okay. And PMS, I'm absolutely convinced, is a manifestation of this energy that needs to be dissolved, this past that needs to be dissolved within us. And so if we allow unconscious relationships within our energy fields, within our bodies, we're only adding more to the chaos and to the pain.
Right, right.
And that's what needs to be dissolved. And it can only be dissolved through presence, through facing and allowing that, rather than running away and engaging in behavior, whether it's addictive, whether it's drugs, whether it's money, whether it's whatever.
So you mentioned the pain body earlier, and
yes,
then you just explained this to some extent. So the pain body then is this collective conscious
Yes. It's the
experience.
Collective, I would say it's the collective unconscious experience of humanity, okay? And then, of course, there's also the collective experiences that are cultural, okay? Some cultures have heavier pain bodies than others. Some have lighter. Mm. So there's that aspect of it as well. And men also have a collective consciousness within their bodies of what it is to be in a man's body.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, it really is about balancing the energies. And so, of course, if you're not present, you're not going to understand why you feel deep within you this sort of tension, this sort of dissatisfaction. Mm-hmm. And we women know all this, okay? If you're honest with yourself, you know what that is.
Right.
And it's something that you can't quite put your finger on. It's really, really visceral, and it's prevalent.
Mm. I'm assuming that's why so many people are engaged in these denial tactics or trying to ignore or medicate or whatever their pain.
Absolutely.
And that not only is there this collective pain body, but there's also our kind of that unconsciousness that created all of that also created our own traumas that have actually happened to us in the physical world that
Absolutely.
We have on top of all of
Absolutely.
That.
Absolutely. And it continues on. So mm. you can see where the more unconscious you are, the bigger the gap.
Mm-hmm.
That you're going to create
right.
with presence. Mm-hmm. And then pretty soon, of course, the law of attraction comes into play and you continually
right.
bring in all these unconscious people.
Well, let's
Which is not necessarily is a bad thing because there is healing. There's mm. purpose in all our relationships, whether they're conscious or unconscious. It really is a process of becoming real to what is.
Sure, sure, absolutely. So let's talk about my favorite subject, the law of attraction.
Yes.
My favorite subject. So why don't you describe that for people?
Okay. So as men and women, as energies of the divine masculine and the divine feminine, what happens is we are going to attract a partner to us. And this doesn't matter whether you're gay, straight, bi, lesbian, whatever. It doesn't matter because each of us has male energy and female energy. And the partners that we're going to bring in are our exact match
mm.
energetically, okay? Psychologically and emotionally, there may be issues, mm. okay? And this is where the balancing starts, mm. okay? And if you're willing to face that and willing to be with it, it could be a great tool and a very wonderful access to learning and to evolving. However, if you're not conscious of it, if you don't have enough sort of, I don't know how to put it. What am I trying to say? If you don't have enough consciousness within you to understand yourself, okay, mm-hmm. it could be problematic. And this is where we get into trouble because what ends up happening is that then this partner becomes a sort of taskmaster for all of your selfish wants and needs,
mm.
okay? And instead of being conscious together and working through, what ends up happening is that then all of your collective pain bodies start clashing,
mm.
okay? Starts clashing and it starts getting ugly and it creates this big monster.
Mm.
Okay. And so what happens if you don't face it, you'll go your separate ways and you'll create it with somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
And on and on and on and on.
Right.
So that's one thing that can happen. Another thing that can happen is that you can just throw in the towel and become like a caged lion. We've seen caged lions at the zoo where their spirit, they're broken.
Mm.
And there are so many relationships on this in this world where people have just like given up. They're in these horrible, destructive, bad relationships and they can't leave.
Mm-hmm.
They've given up. They've thrown in the towel. It's better than being alone, et cetera, et cetera. But that's not a way to live either.
Right.
Okay. And then another way it manifests is you completely give up on relationships
mm.
and you don't have them. And you spend the rest of your life alone, isolated, depressed. That's not living either.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So we need to like really understand that if we're not present with ourselves, it is impossible to be present with anybody else,
right.
let alone a partner. So it really starts with you.
Absolutely. That makes a lot of sense.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that, I suppose, everything? We can't love others till we love ourselves.
Yes,
it sort of
exactly.
all starts with us.
So, and then what ends up happening, too, is that then there's the other way where and this is a lot of what happens in modern culture, is the sort of sex obsession, you know, jumping from one partner to the other, to the other, to the other, to the other, and all for the superficial gratification.
Mm-hmm.
And we all know, those of us that have been there, done that, that that is not it either. Because
right.
you feel that. You feel it in your body that you're not being reached. You're not being loved. This superficial objectification, this attention, is not love.
Mm-hmm.
And people settle for it as
right.
a substitute for love.
Is that because they don't know what love is? I mean, they've
forgotten.
Mm.
I think we all know what love is, but
sure.
I think what happens is that in the density of being in the world and the density of also not wanting to face the pain and escaping and ignoring and denying it, we get farther and farther and further away from source. But yet source resides in us. So it really is about looking in.
Mm.
If you could get past all of that.
Right.
So
I think that's the question, getting past all of that.
Yes. It's, I don't have any answers for that other than being present, dealing with life as it is.
Right.
And endeavoring to refrain from labeling things as good, bad, awful, you know, just allowing whatever is to be as it is.
Right.
And that's hard. That's hard because the egoic mind wants to label everything, wants to create an enemy out of what is the now.
Mm.
Okay.
Right. Comparing and
right.
all of that part.
All of that stuff. And we've all done it.
Sure. Of course.
I catch myself doing it every now and again and I'm like, wow.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
What is that? Is that human nature? Is that programming? What?
I think it's a combination of human nature and programming.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, we all have a pain body.
Mm-hmm.
Even all the spiritual greats have a pain body. We're in a human body.
Right.
It's the nature of the game.
Hmm. Well, for those of you who just tuned in, this is Mario West, and we are talking about divine lovemaking. You are listening to KPOO San Francisco 89.5 FM, and we are going to take a short break. You're welcome to call in if you'd like at the break. 346-5376, and we will be right back. You are listening to KPOO San Francisco 89.5 FM, and we are back. This is Julie Matthews with Reality Sandwich, and I'm here with Mario West, and we are talking about divine lovemaking. And I wanted to talk a little bit about, you know, we were talking about the world, and
yes.
and so I would love to just talk to you about kind of what has shaped your current understanding in your life. I'm assuming there was some, at some point we all have that aha moment where, you know, something about this world just isn't quite right.
Well, I've had quite a few of those that started very early on, like from the time I was a year.
Mm.
I was very in tune with the suffering of the world and just seeing a lot of destruction from the Vietnam War, for instance. Okay, I grew up in the 60s, and it was all over the place. My family, they were TV addicts already, and I was not interested in any of that, but it was like in my face. It was hard to avoid.
Mm-hmm.
It was blasting, and there it was, Vietnam. And I found it very, very disturbing, and I would be in tears.
Mm.
I would be in tears. I would feel that energy like in my solar plexus and just feel sick. And fortunately, I had a babysitter who actually lived in the Haight-Ashbury. And so we would be, my brother and I would be carted off and dropped off at June's house. And she had this amazing banner that said, make love, make love. And I was maybe 6 or 7 and looking at this and thinking, what is that? What's that? I was very intrigued. I knew I understood it in energy.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know it for sure, but there was something about it that really made sense. And then across the street on Haight Street, there was this other banner that said "Make Love, Not War." And I remember asking June, "So you have this banner that says make love, and yet across the street it says make love, not war." And she basically said that you can't include a negative with something positive.
Mm.
Not a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
And so that really stuck to me. And I realized that, yeah, making love, I didn't really know what that was,
mm-hmm.
but it had the word love in it, and it made me feel good. And I knew enough by then that the whole war made me sick.
Mm-hmm.
So just by that feeling alone, I focused in on love.
Mm.
And so that's how it all started.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah, yeah.
At 6, 7 years old.
That's very cute, isn't it?
I think that on some level, like you said, even though we don't really know what that is, that means... It really can mean anything, and it can even mean something to a 7-year-old, you know.
Absolutely.
You know, doesn't that seem to make sense?
Yeah.
We want to make more love on the planet.
Kids know.
Yeah.
The kids know. I work with kids a lot, and they know when their parents are not embodying love.
Mm.
They know. And
sure.
They'll just come out and say, Mommy and Daddy don't belong together. Why
right.
don't they just move on?
Right.
You know, they're very honest about that.
And it's interesting that we go around trying to fake it and think that our kids don't see what's
Absolutely.
Going on.
And that's part of the indoctrination
mm-hmm.
of the world invading the divine feminine and the divine masculine
mm-hmm.
being expressed in our children, is that they start learning from us that, okay, we fake it. We're not honest. Okay, that's how we learn. We learn that through the media. We learn that in our own relationships, in our families.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if we have really unconscious families, well, you know, there we go.
Mm-hmm.
There's the imprinting right there. And so there's a lot of that to work through and to dissolve.
Sure.
Just so that you can even be honest enough to look yourself straight in the eye
mm-hmm.
And allow.
Why is it that we spend so much time in war? And I mean, clearly we're spending a lot more time focused on that than we are with any kind of taking care of each other and loving
yeah,
each other.
Yeah. Well, when you consider what divine masculine energy is, when it's balanced, it is this projective energy, but it is that of truth. Truth is very projective. We as women and the divine feminine, we're receptive. We
mm-hmm.
are the receptive principle.
Mm-hmm.
Man is the projective principle. When it's out of control, it is about projecting all that energy out.
Mm.
It's violent. Okay? It is about conquering. It's about dividing. It's about destroying.
Mm.
And it's out of control.
Mm-hmm.
And so the feminine energy needs to come in and to be able to balance all of that out.
Right.
But, you know, given our history, there needs to be a lot of dissolving of that past as well,
mm-hmm.
okay? And what I've seen happen is that there are more and more and more women who are embodying that projective male energy
mm.
and out there in the world
yes.
and doing what men do and da-da-da-da, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And it's all that, I call it the ya-ya-ga-ga-za-za ya-ya of the world. And so instead of the energies being balanced, they're being pulled into this polarity,
mm.
okay? So there's almost a flip of women becoming more like men becoming more like women, etc., and all the other stuff in between,
mm-hmm.
okay? And it's still a frelling mess, you know? You still have to balance it out. It still needs to be dissolved. We're still operating from past. We're still operating from, you know, trying to get away from who we are, what we are.
Mm-hmm.
And as we do that, we forget more and more and go deeper into this unconsciousness of forgetting that we are divine beings.
Right.
And that love resides in us.
Mm. So let's talk about that, then, the opposite of war.
Mm-hmm.
So how do we, so we're in the state of wanting more, conquering, making more money, stealing people's oil, whatever these things are, we're more, mine. The opposite of that.
The opposite of that is love.
And so how do we help to bring our masculine, feminine energy on the planet back more in alignment?
I really believe that it is about being more and more present to what is,
mm-hmm.
even when it's ugly,
mm-hmm.
to just allow it, okay? You cannot dissolve war by being against it,
mm-hmm.
okay? It just isn't going to happen.
Right.
Okay? So instead of being against war, be for love, be for peace, be for happiness, be for something. The more we bump up against all this stuff, the more it bumps up against us and knocks us down even more.
Right.
And we're just contributing to the madness of it.
Sure.
And, so that doesn't do any good. So I say, make love, make love. In divine lovemaking, we're not talking sex here. We're not talking about, you know, the end result of having an orgasm. Okay, this is not what this is about.
Mm-hmm.
This is about being together, facing your partner, being absolutely present, being together.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I see a lot of couples in my private practice, and everybody's saying, "I just want someone to come home to."
Mm-hmm.
We've drifted apart. We don't have time to see each other. They resent the fact that they have to make a date night.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I mean, is our world so messed up that we have to create date night for our partners? I mean, give me a break. It's ludicrous to me. I think it's ludicrous.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the world needs to make an appointment.
That's
to
right.
invade into your life, as
right.
far as I'm concerned.
Mm.
Well, that's just me. So.
I would agree. It's a good point, but, you know, that's not what our culture permeates. That's not what
exactly.
we normally... So unless we made a conscious effort to do otherwise, the default world kind of takes over, and then we end up having to make a date for our own life.
Well, and that's the whole background of becoming present. You just get to a point where you've bumped up against that unhappy self, that frustrated, that suffering person, that you just get sick of it, and you throw your hands up in the air and surrender. And once you've suffered enough, it's amazing how... you start making different choices. Your life goes into a different direction.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to be at that point where you realize, okay, this isn't working for me.
Yes. I want to talk about that concept of suffering because, you know, people say that when they're in addictive patterns, you know, I had hit bottom or I had to suffer enough or... How does anybody know? How do you get to that point? How do you know you're at that point? How do you get yourself, beyond that point? It just seems like we have so much suffering in this world.
There is a lot of suffering in this world. And it's going to be on an individual basis.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody's rock bottom is, just going to be the beginning for somebody else.
Right.
You know, that's really on a self-destructive bend. But it really does require being honest enough to face the fact that you are troubled, that you're in trouble, that your relationship's in trouble, that things are not working.
Mm-hmm.
But unfortunately, because of the sort of controls, if you will, that are placed in the media, whether written, whether on TV, whether even over the net, there are all these controls where... there is a set parameter of behaviors that people do.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it's programming.
Right.
And if you're not aware enough to know that you're being programmed, it's going to be very, very challenging to eradicate and extricate yourself from those programs if you don't even know they're in place.
Right.
You know,
which we see all the time when we watch. Well, we don't watch TV, but,
absolutely.
When with seeing, so this is interesting. I got rid of my TV a while ago, and now when I watch something, the commercials have gone, I don't know if you've noticed, this strange, just bumped up way more in terms of in-your-face, flashy,
absolutely.
High computer, fancy, high psychology, and... I've noticed that because it's kind of like if you aren't around a child and they all of a sudden you see them again, they've grown so much. It's sort of the same thing. It's like, wow, this is getting out of control. And if you're in it every day, you don't necessarily notice it. But if you step out of it, then you can really see all of that programming.
That's really true. That's really true. And it's that programming is actually very detrimental to your energy field because you are being bombarded by all this artificial stimulation, and your cells are, you're just being jangled, and before you know it, you're inundated, and, a lot of people can't sleep, the last thing they do is listen to the world news.
Right.
And as you know, with the world, it is one thing after another.
Yes. Absolutely.
Again and again and again. There's no escape to it.
Mm-hmm.
So just, you know, turn off your TVs.
Right. Absolutely. And then make love.
Absolutely.
You'll have more time.
Yeah, exactly.
So speaking of, I'm curious on relationships. So at the beginning of a relationship, everything might be going along great, and maybe lovemaking has a different quality, and then time goes on. You were talking about some of your clients and talking about it's just not the same, or we don't have time, or we don't make time,
right.
Whatever. Is it that those qualities of connection were never there and you were riding on adrenaline and infatuation? Or is it that those true elements of love somehow got overtaken by life and stress? And
I think the world takes over. Mm-hmm. I really do believe that we do have that capacity to be love and embrace it, mm-hmm. and live from that place. And as what we've been talking about is the world getting in the way, all of the things to do,
mm-hmm.
all the places to be, all the appointments, all of the telephone calls, all
right.
of the faxes, all of the emails. I mean, it's just all the stuff coming at us. And by the time you're face to face with your partner, you know, they're inundated too.
Mm-hmm.
And so you're facing each other with these veils, these overlays, this energetic material gunk.
Mm.
And so how does that get dissolved? Once again, through divine lovemaking.
Mm.
However, before you can even get that, when you observe or you look at how we even start relationships, they're all born of past. When you really look at it, what do we do on our first date? Hopefully you don't talk about your exes, but invariably that's exactly what you do.
Or compare them to your exes in
exactly.
your mind.
So already we're starting new relationships based on, oh, what happened in this relationship, what happened in this marriage, on and on and on and on and on and on. And then they get into it. And pretty soon you're getting to know each other through past. Okay. Already you're unconscious. Already presence is out the window. It's gone. It's gone. So I would like to pose to everyone who's listening to be really conscious of what you're talking about, what you put your attention to when you're dating or you're starting a relationship or even when you're in one, to be more present and to really understand that love is now.
Mm-hmm.
It's right now. It's life is right now. It's not tomorrow. It's not yesterday. It is what it is, this very, very moment.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you're starting a relationship and you're talking all about past, you know, understand that the law of attraction is always engaged.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you're not careful and you're not present to it, you're going to be creating that past again.
Right.
And again. And again, and again, and again.
Which we see.
And most relationships in this world are, they're shallow.
Mm-hmm.
They're all based on past. They're all based on trying to create a different future. But this is what you talk about. You talk about the past. You talk about what's wrong. You talk about what you're not getting.
Right.
He's not doing this for me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not feeling it. Okay. Well, then be real with it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Be real with it. Be honest with it.
Absolutely. So talk more about the, you know, some people are in relationships, some people aren't in relationships. So how can divine love, where do people go? Where do they, you know?
Okay. So as women, okay, we are the embodiment of love in a physical body. So what I am suggesting to consider is that if you're a woman and you are not in a relationship, okay, there's a reason for that. Okay, number one, you've probably suffered enough and you've had enough of these superficial, god-awful relationships. Number two, you're doing some healing work. You're getting your life straight. Okay, that's one of the factors in divine lovemaking is that you have to be straight.
Mm.
You've got to be straight with yourself. If you've got some problems, then you've got to dissolve them. You've got to work it out. And the only way you work it out isn't through a lot of this mental emotion. I mean, there are lots of healing techniques and all this kind of stuff. But in the end, okay, if you're going to be bouncing from one technique to another, and you're still not facing yourself, I would reconsider what it is that you're doing. You've got to know what you're doing. And the only way you do that is be honest with yourself.
Right.
Okay. And be present with it. Okay. So that's one thing. But getting back to being the gatekeeper, a woman must wait. Okay. And unfortunately, a lot of us women have this male projective energy. We are chasing relationships.
Mm.
Lord have mercy. We are chasing them down. And that doesn't work too.
Mm.
Okay. Mm-hmm. It'll work to a certain degree. But really, in the end, is the relationship in the shallow or is it deep?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I can't tell you just the countless numbers of women that I have talked to who make a whole list of, I want this. He's got to drive a Beamer and he's got to have this. He's got to make X amount of money. I mean, it's all this it's all this unbelievable worldly stuff. So they get the guy that's like that.
Mm-hmm.
And this guy could care less. Could care less about them. You know, the relationship is in the shell and they come back and, it didn't work out, you know, and, but I've got another list.
Mm-hmm.
And it's still all this outside stuff.
Right.
So what they're bringing in are all these guys that can bring in these material things, but they're not being met. And these women are not honest enough with themselves to know that they are not being met, but they are settling for all this worldly stuff as a substitute for love. Okay, that's where we really need to be honest with ourselves, because we know when it's not love.
Right.
We know when we're not being met. Okay. Men know this too.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of men will completely back away from relationships because what they're bringing in is the projective male-oriented, masculinized woman, and that's not going to work either,
right?
You know, especially if she's unconscious and he's more conscious than she is. Okay, so there's lots of different combinations of how this can manifest.
Mm-hmm. So does the woman need to be more feminine, the male more masculine, or is it just a good balance of the two between
the two? It's
a good
balance of the two. Yeah, it's a good balance of the two. Like I know for me.
Mm-hmm.
For me, I have been one of those women that project a lot of this male masculinized energy. And over the years, a lot of that has dissolved. And so I've had this tendency to bring in men who are much more in the feminine than me. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And so what's happened is that there's been this sort of equalization, if you will, and a dissolving of that energy within me. So I'm much more balanced, you know, much more balanced. And this is what I've learned over the last 15, 16, 17 years with the thousands of people that I've worked with, is that those couples that are really madly in love with each other and are able to sustain and nurture this loving, wonderful, juicy, sexy relationship. And we're talking gay, straight, bi, lesbian, it doesn't matter. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
The trick, there's no trick. It really is about facing each other and working with each other and allowing this openness. And they talk about the connection. And this is a connection, by the way, that cannot be realized through talking about it or thinking about it.
Mm.
Okay? This divine lovemaking can only be experienced by actually doing it.
Mm-hmm.
All right? So, I mean, we're talking about it. We're thinking about it. But it's good food for thought.
Mm-hmm.
It's good food for thought because, you know, we all know there's tons of books out there from the relationship experts. You know, these relationship experts that have, had countless relationships. I mean, we've all had countless relationships.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, who cares? But the thing is that, you know, where are they?
Mm-hmm.
Where are they? Are they experiencing this? One of my clients, actually, this couple, they were talking about this actual experience of opening the body, the mind, the emotions, the heart, and having the other partner actually being engulfed by that energy.
Wow.
And, okay, we're talking about it. We're describing it. You know, I'm not saying that that's gospel at all. That's just their experience. And these people have been together for years and years and years and years. They're in their 60s, and they're all over each other. It's like, it's quite amazing to watch, be in the presence of this couple, and they're, you know, they're holding hands and making out, you know, patting her on the butt, you know. It's absolutely delightful to be around them. And that's what I'm talking
about. Right, and you can feel that.
Absolutely.
Right, right.
Absolutely. And they don't care what the world is doing. You know, the world's going to go on. It's always going to be there. So it's not like, you know, you're going to dissolve the world and it's going to be gone. I'm talking about dissolving the world in your personal space.
Right.
Where it's not taking over all of your precious life force.
Sure.
Well, you're able to recharge. You're able to nurture the one that you love and be with that person and allow that person to give to you.
So you were talking about, so if we start from the beginning, we're talking about someone that isn't in a relationship and they're working on themselves or they're learning things, figuring certain things out. And then let's say that they are ready to get into a relationship or a new relationship. What might they want to be looking for if their pattern that they've been comparing to in the past keeps manifesting the same stuff from the past? How do they find, what would they be, how would they find what would really give them this feeling?
Well, first of all, I think that we get into a little bit of a quandary when we are endeavoring to create a feeling that we haven't experienced or that we've heard about. This is why, you know, when I describe that, you know, I don't describe it as gospel. That's just one other person's, one other couple's experience. Because when love is now, it's fresh, it's new. There are no templates for that divine love. There are no down pat patterns, feelings, how it's supposed to be. I can't speak to that. I can speak to my experience, and I can describe other people's experiences, but that's not necessarily what you may experience.
Right.
Or what anybody else is going to either.
Sure.
So it really is about being present and being now and allowing whatever's going on now when you're present with your partner and they are with you and allow that to evolve and see what happens. I say put the bodies together and see what happens.
It makes sense.
Yeah.
Easy enough to
do. And very simple.
Right.
It doesn't require a manual. You don't need pictures. You don't need your imagination. And this is the I think this is the difference with sex, is that sex requires the imagination. It requires you to move into the file cabinets, pull out the files of sex. Oh, okay, we're going to do this and this and this. Oh, this always works. And before you know it, you're in your head. You're in your head. I mean, your partner doesn't even need to be there.
Right.
Why bother?
Right.
You know, and if they are there, you're unconscious. They're going to know you're unconscious. Or maybe not. Maybe they're on their own little fantasy world, too. Okay. So it really is about throwing out all of the past, throwing out all the things that you think you know how to do to, quote, unquote, have the big O, as it were. Okay. It's not about that. In fact, in divine lovemaking, it's not about the big O. It's about being together. And whether that happens or not,
well,
if it happens, it happens. If it doesn't, it's not a big deal.
Right, because otherwise everybody spends all their time worrying and should this and should that. And
exactly.
And then you're in your head and stressing
about
this particular event that needs to happen in order for it to prove that the love is good. And
yeah, just exactly. Exactly. And see, and this is where we get into trouble, that the big O is the substitute for love. And that as long as you can get that, no matter who you're with, then that's it. But we all know, even with that, if you're in an unconscious relationship, you're going to feel that in your body. I'm not being reached. I'm frustrated. There's an edge on me. What's going on here? Okay.
Right.
And then it just repeats itself. And it's a vicious cycle, you know. And then we have to dumb that down. We've got to dumb down that feeling of what's wrong with me, you know, this is something's missing, and what do I do? And, you know, and then you move on to somebody else, and they're unconscious too.
Sure.
You're unconscious, you know, because you're bouncing from one thing to another. It's one shiny object to the next.
Right.
You know.
I would think that there are certain people that I mean, love is wonderful, of course, but there's a lot of fear around love because you could get hurt and
Absolutely.
People have had past traumas around
Absolutely.
Loving somebody. Or,
yeah.
So what do people do as maybe kind of a first step towards maybe healing enough where they might be open for, the bigger healing of lovemaking?
The first step is to really face the fact that you're in pain.
Mm.
That's number one. And to allow that pain to come forth.
Mm.
And if that is a challenge to face by yourself, then you engage. You engage help, whether it's psychological help, emotional energetic release work, Reiki, massage, dance, whatever. What you don't engage is substances such as drugs, alcohol. You don't engage more sex. You don't engage going out to the shopping mall and going on a shopping spree. Okay? You don't do that. And you don't buy things.
But you might find a cute outfit that might score you the love that you were always looking for.
Exactly. And see, that's still part of the unconscious sort of relationship kind of thing where we're using seduction. We're using objectification that we need to get the one by having the great outfit on. Give me a break already. You know, it's like enough of that stuff. That's all surface. And there's nothing wrong with that. I mean, you know, surface relationships, if that's what you want, then settle for it and be happy with it. But nobody's ever happy with it.
Mm-hmm.
That's the trouble.
Right.
If everybody was happy with it, engaging in those relationships, and that would be one thing.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
But they're not. They're not happy with it.
Right. Wow. How can people reach you?
Well,
find
I've
out
got
more.
A website. Website. Yeah, the website is www.lovebeinghere.now.net. And the email address is fire@lovebeinghere.now.net. You can email me. You can ask me questions. You can do whatever you like. And I've also got a phone number. It's 415-563-6089. You can leave me a message. I'll call you back. And you can ask me about what it is that I do. And if there's anything that you want in terms of healing, I can send you to all sorts of folks.
Great. Great. Yeah, Mari is definitely involved in some wonderful energetic healing, different healing modalities, so I'm sure you have some great referrals for people for that. So thank you, by the way.
Thank
it's
you,
It's been
Julie.
Really wonderful.
It's
and
been fun.
Yeah, very kind of apropos topic for healthful living of kind of encompassing the mind, body, and the spirit all together and even some community. So.
And I didn't slip at all.
We kept it nice PG.
Yes, we did.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Maria West. So you are listening to KPOO San Francisco 89.5 FM. I'm Julie Matthews. I'm a certified nutrition consultant with Healthful Living. And every Thursday at noon, we serve up a palatable taste of the truth on topics of mind, body, and the planet. And so stay tuned every Thursday at noon for our show. You can get past shows, including this one, for free download at our website, realitysandwichradio.com. And if you have more questions about my services, you can go to healthfulliving.org. Thanks for listening. You don't understand. I use the